Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
With the transmittal deadline fast approaching and the number of bills still alive shrinking, I found myself looking across the array of bills and noticed a recurring theme. It can best be summed up with the question, who do we trust? Whether it's a bill to regulate firearms or churches, or our election process, or the way in which we educate our children, when you take a look at the bills themselves, it appears we've lost the ability to trust ourselves, to trust our judgment, to trust our fellow citizens, and to trust the ability of individuals to do what's best for themselves and their families. You've heard me say before that God ordained three spheres of authority: the church, the family, and civil government. And while there is some overlap, all three are supposed to exercise their own authority within their own jurisdictions. None is supposed to usurp the authority of the other. But that's exactly what we see happening, and it's the power of government that's trampling on the authority of the other two. It's happening because we're losing the concept of liberty, and we're becoming far too willing to trade freedom for security. Remember, it was Ben Franklin who said, "Those who are willing to trade freedom for security shall lose both and deserve neither." As we move along the scale from a Republican form of government, Republican with a little r, toward a socialist or ultimately communist form of government, we see the power of the individual decrease as the power of collective government increases. We also see taxes and government spending increase as government assumes a larger role in people's lives. And finally, we see individual freedom decrease, all in the name of increased security. First of all, true security lies in God and His protection. The idea that government provides true security is an illusion that comes at an extremely high financial cost. Time and again, we see liberals argue for fewer gun rights and at the same time, more police to protect us. They argue for decreased parental rights and at the same time for more agency bureaucrats to protect children from their own parents. They argue for expanding welfare when we have families trapped in a cycle of generational welfare, trading the potential of a high-paying job for the guarantee of a government check, government-subsidized housing, and a guaranteed lower standard of living. None of this comes for free. It all comes at a very high price, both in terms of borrowed money being used to prop up the system and in terms of personal freedom being traded for a false sense of security. We used to say that Father knows best. Now, far too many of us believe that government knows best, an attitude best articulated by former Senator Ted Kennedy in a debate on a national seatbelt law when he said that the U.S. Senate should not be above protecting people from themselves. Excuse me, but protecting people from themselves is not the proper role of government. As I said, freedom comes at a high price, and sometimes it's painful or even fatal when someone makes a poor choice. But a government that sees its job as protecting people from themselves will eventually fail on a grand scale, and the people will find themselves without freedom, without security, and financially ruined. Many of the bills currently before the Montana legislature would lead to a larger, more expensive, more centralized government. The answer is not in larger government, it's in more individual freedom. Is freedom risky? It can be, but to be truly free, we need to once again trust in God and trust in ourselves. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.